Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to strengthen
me.
Send me.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world, where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
Stop.
at your call. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
my Lord, my God, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you can hear me this morning, could you please say amen? If you
amen.
Can hear me this morning, hallelujah, glory to God. Okay, we thank God this morning. Let us enter in prayer. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we come with our faith this morning, Father God, and we just want to say thank you as we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand.
We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we ask that you move mighty on this line. We come against every hindering spirit right now, every spirit that's trying to block our way, oh God, that we may receive, oh God. Lord, we ask you to remove every barrier, every way of Satan and Satan's right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, oh God, that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. So we decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are free, that we are blessed, and that we have life and life in abundance, oh God. Thank you that you're always with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless your name on today. And Lord, we pray for those in our family, oh God, right there, those that are operating in darkness, that they will come to your marvelous light, oh God, that you would draw them nigh unto you this day, that they may receive, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's our prayer that all be saved and not one be left behind, oh God, that one will not be confused, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would call them to you this day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We call upon the Holy Ghost, for the Holy Ghost will rest for those in our family that have strayed away, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We command every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, every spirit of gluttony, every spirit of hallelujah, every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack of death, destruction of death, oppression, depression, fear, sickness, disease, hate, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, virus, disease, your worth, and die at the root. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this victory right now. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless us and those in our family in our going and coming on today. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy, oh God. We ask that you send your angels before us, oh God, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, oh God, smoothing out every rough patch along the way, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ on every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today, amen. And those in our family may enter into today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in, around about it, every road, street, highway, or airway, seaway, or building, everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay out. We decree the crown of blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us and judgment, Lord, your word says that you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord, and we thank you, hallelujah. We can't thank you enough. We call upon your help on today, Father God. Lord, help us, oh God. We thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, amen. According to Matthew 6 and 18, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind all evil, wicked, demon, mind, unclean, tormented, demonic spirits, and strong men, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind them in our presence, and everyone that we pray for, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we loose them to go with Jesus Christ, pin them and bind them and command them to stay there, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we're so thankful for so many things. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit, that thank you for being present with us always. Lord, we love you. Thank you that you created us a clean heart and that you renewed a right spirit within us. That you made old things pass away and all things have become new. Amen. You didn't cast us away from your presence. You didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us when we filled you, for your mercy endures forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation according to Psalm 51, 10 to 13, verse 1. We thank you that we decree and declare the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we are the head and not the tail. Amen. On top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. And we thank you for, Lord, that we're co-heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we go out today, let us recognize you are Jehovah Sabaoth. We will not fear, for you have called us by name, and we are yours. We bless your holy name, Father. We decree and declare all is well with us in our homes. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but sin, and the Holy Spirit of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, let's open up our mouth and just thank him right now. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Magnify your name, oh God, on today. Nobody like you, Lord. Higher, of course I do. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Let's give God some praise right there. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Welcome, family. Welcome. Can you all still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, man, we are working through this system issue that we've been having for the last few weeks here. I thank God again that we are able to get on the line. It's hung up and it's doing what it wants to do, but I thank y'all for holding on and coming and touching the green on today and just thanking God for this new day, this new opportunity that we could come together and know that God is still able, amen. He's able to touch your situation, touch your body, whatever it is, your finances, your relationships, your family, and turn it all around for our good. We know that all good things coming from the Lord, amen. The Bible tells us that he will not withhold any good thing from us. We are his children, and he takes delight in blessing us. Amen. So we thank God on today. If you could just decree and declare that for yourself over your life, may it be unto you according to your faith, the faith that worketh in you. Amen. So this morning, I want to know how you're doing this morning. I know it's been a minute. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. I miss you on Christmas. I did call some of your phone numbers to pray with you. I wasn't able to get you, but hopefully you got my voice message to know that I was reaching out to pray with you individually. And, again, Happy New Year. It's so good to have you all jump on the line at the last minute. I didn't know if the line was going to work or not, but as soon as I saw that it was working, I did text. But it looked like somebody was eager to be on. Looked like Twan was on and just saying, I'm going to wait and see what's going to happen. So some of us showed up just saying, I'm just going to check and see. Amen. And so I thought about you, Twan, this morning. And when I logged in and I saw that you jumped on, I said, well, look at God. Amen. So God bless you all. I'll call your name. Want to know how you're doing and how you've been. So we're going to start with my cousin Bonnie and A-Bear. God bless you both. How y'all doing and how you been?
We're doing good. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good That's morning. The prayer line. Y'all, your family is on there. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank God. I'm just so happy to be on the prayer line this morning. I've been really praying and hoping that we get it back because I need all the prayers that I can get. So I thank God for being able to hear everyone this morning. So thank you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for you. I was like, Lord, okay, I'm not sure what's going on. Everything seems to me. And I was like, okay, Lord, I trust you. So we're back on. We're going to keep working through it. So we iron out the kinks here. And I just thank God for the opportunity to be in position this morning. Once again, amen, hallelujah. Glory
amen.
To God. God bless you both. We love you. Thank God for you. Amen.
You.
I love you too. Cousin Erlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Happy New Year.
I'm doing good. I've been good. And I'm just sitting here thinking about what an awesome God we serve. I mean, it brought us through a whole year. And here we are. It's on the line again. It's just overwhelming, you know.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful to God.
Yes, Lord.
Try to get through this every day of my life that he wakes us up. We
Amen.
Don't wake ourselves up.
Amen.
Give us
yes, Lord.
And start on a new day. And here we are over in a new year.
Amen.
New
mercy.
New yeah,
and, yes, Lord.
And he's guiding us every step of the way. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm just thankful. I just can't thank God enough for all that He has done.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
So good to hear your voice. Cousin Ermine, I called and tried to get you online around Christmas, and I did leave you a message, but I'm so glad to hear your voice on the line this morning. It's definitely a blessing. Everyone on the line definitely is glad to see you, because I didn't get a chance to reach you on New Year's or Christmas either, and I tried to, but I'm so glad to hear you on today, knowing that God has kept you, amen, and continues to keep you for such a time
as this.
So God bless you, and God keep
you,
amen.
Praise
God. Glory. We love you so much, Cousin Earlene. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Lewis, I think this is your phone number. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing, and how you been?
Good morning, family. Yes, this is my phone number.
Amen.
Yeah. It's a blessing to hear all of y'all.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I'm talking that you were back online. I was so glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, God bless you. And Happy New Year to you and your family. And just praying that God will just continue to keep you all and surprise you with His goodness and extraordinary favor in this season of your life and the life of your family. And then we look for the goodness of the Lord in the land. We don't look for the wickedness. We look for the goodness of the Lord in the land for our life, because we belong to Christ. Amen. A lot of times we look for the bad, and we look for things to turn bad and for things to go bad. But I want to tell you that all good things coming from the Lord, and He has goodness for His children. Amen. And so just seek God and watch God rain down on you His goodness and His favor. Open up doors that no man can close, working a miracle in you and for you to be a blessing to others, so that they will see Christ working in you. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you.
Amen.
God for you. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Happy New Year.
Ooh, good morning. God bless you. I'm the Secretary of the Lions.
Amen.
So everybody's been calling me. So I called them to let them know that the line was open.
So all is
well. And happy birthday to you, and happy New Year, and Merry Christmas, and many more to come. And it's just a blessing for us to be back on the line this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. God bless you, Cousin Kim. I really appreciate that as well. Today is my birthday, family, and so I thank God for the blessing to be able to get on the line on my birthday. So just thank you, God, for another year. I was emotional about 12 midnight. I just was thanking God, you know, because it's nothing that I have done, you know, and many have not gotten to, you know, my age, you know, and I just thank God for it. So thank you for wishing me a happy birthday. It means so much, and I'm just grateful to be able to touch and agree with family on this day that God has blessed me, that I came into this world 49 years ago. So glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you, Lord. God for you. Amen. Thank you. Love you too. Hallelujah. Cousin, I'm sorry. My niece, Twan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how you been?
Happy New Year. Good morning. Happy New Year. God is good. And happy birthday, Annie. I love you. And may God continue to bless you. Add blessings to your life and those connected to you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful this morning, and I'm glad to be on the line to come into agreement with family. You know, it's one thing to pray, to consistently pray, you know, and have a relationship with God on your own, but whenever we are all gathered and God is in the midst, you know, when the prayers go forth about healing and health, it's like it does something when we all are on the line and you're receiving those prayers and wanting to come forth with one another, but you getting prayed for about things that you don't even think that's going on with you, but it's just healing, you know, just to be on the line together. So I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful for just to know God and
Amen.
Just to have that God will, you know, continue to renew my strength, and that I
yes.
will continue to have that faith. Because it's one thing to believe, but when you know Him and you believe, when you know Him for yourself,
yes.
it's a beautiful Amen. Thing. So I'm grateful to be on the line. Love y'all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That reminds me of a scripture in the Bible when the lady that was at the Samaritan lady was at the well, and she went and told the others about a man who told her everything about her.
Hey.
And she told them about Jesus, and they believed what she was saying. But when they went for themselves and they met Jesus and they started believing for themselves by their testimony of the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
And so when you said it just brought back to that story in the Bible, back to my remembrance. When you know for yourself,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah, when you have that relationship with God, you know, not
mm-hmm.
through your mother, not through your grandmother, but for yourself, amen,
yes.
because we've all been called
yes.
to be in a relationship
yes.
with God, amen. So we just thank
amen.
God for it all, that we are safe, we have shelter, so many things we, you know,
yes.
we
yes.
Should be grateful for, especially if you're able to walk on your own, you're able to feed your own
yes.
self, you're able to take
Lord
care of your
Jesus.
Own self, because if you've never been there before, you know, when those things are, when life tries to rob you of those things, of those abilities to be able to care for yourself. You know, as we
Lord.
Get up in age, and some of us not even up in age yet, but not able to do those things, you have so much to be grateful for. You woke up, as my Auntie Ruth and they would say, clothed in my right mind. Amen.
Yes.
So we just
yes.
thank God for it all.
Yes.
Clothed in my
yes.
right mind. Amen.
Yes.
Trusting God, believing God, in it all, for it all, and not letting the enemy get no way in, no room in, and not falling for everything, because the enemy is going to come. The Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood, He said, my spirit will lift up a standard. So that means it will rise above everything that the enemy is bringing your way, if you're just trusting. That don't mean there won't be trials and tribulations. Amen. It's just a test
right,
of trial
right,
of our faith. To believe and trust God that God is still able. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Whether He brings
God
you home or He keeps you here, God is able. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So God bless you. And I'm just so glad that we are on this
yeah.
line today. It was, the line was not working. I tried it. I got on it. It was, I could see y'all. Y'all couldn't see me. It wasn't doing, I was just like, okay. I messaged the people. I said, look, I said, we're going to try this morning. I'm going to get on here, and I'm going to try and see if it's going to work. I'm going to believe. I believe
yeah.
before I win. I said, I'm going to believe that it's going to work. Amen. Somebody else was believing, too, that it was going to be open and ready at the same time.
Yeah.
So God bless. That is power in agreement, family. And the enemy wants to keep us separated because he knows how powerful it is when we come together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It looks like Aunt Bernestine is on the line. Let me make sure this is her. Good morning, Aunt Bernestine. Welcome. God bless you. How
good
you doing?
Good morning. Good morning to all of you all. I tried this morning on the line, but I didn't. I called Kim. See, has she heard from you? Yeah, but I'm glad. I'm glad we're here. I'm glad we're on the line. Thanks the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Happy New Year to you. Hey, Bernestine. We so happy to hear your voice. We love you so much, and we thank God for
I love you. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. I'm so happy. I have the biggest smile on my face. Like, this is the best birthday gift ever. So I just thank God, because I'm like, we haven't got together. It's a whole new year.
Right.
Oh, because I told Cousin Kim, I said, well, it probably won't be till February. I'm trying to find another platform. But I was like, oh, my God, we haven't prayed together this whole month of January. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here for you all, but it's nothing like coming together. So I just thank God for you. And then Aunt Bernadette, you just came in and added the icing to the cake.
Thanks,
so,
Lord.
Thank
I got on you.
Yes, glory to God.
Glad to hear your voice this morning.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to hold it too long this morning. I do want to give a scripture, and then if you have any prayer petition, I'll call your name, and we'll pray together about whatever it is that you're concerned about, God is concerned about as well.
Yes.
We know we come together, touching and agreeing with all faith, believing that God will move mighty. The Bible says, yet while we're still praying, he's already answering. Amen. So we thank God for answering prayers in advance. Hallelujah. This morning, our scripture is coming from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. The Bible says, not that I have already attained or am I already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold on that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. When we look at the scripture, fam, the Apostle Paul said that his goal was to know Jesus Christ, to be like Christ, and to be all Christ intended for him to be. See, this goal absorbed all of Apostle Paul's energy. This is a helpful example for us. We should not let anything take our eyes off our goal, which is knowing Christ. With the single-mindedness of an athlete in training, we must lay aside everything harmful and forsake like Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Our family, what is holding us back? Sometimes trying to live a perfect Christian life can be so difficult that it leaves us drained and discouraged. We may feel so far from perfect that we think we can never please God with our lives. But Apostle Paul used the terminology of perfection to convey the idea of being mature or complete, not flawless. I want to say, understand, not flawless in every detail. Those who mature should press on in the Holy Spirit's power, knowing that Christ will reveal and fill in any discrepancy between what we are and what we should be. Now, Jesus Christ's provision is no excuse for lagging devotion, but it provides relief and assurance for those who feel driven and overwhelmed. As I close out here in scripture, Apostle Paul had reason to forget what was behind him. He had held the coats of those who he had stoned, like Stephen, the first Christian martyr. Note that Apostle Paul is called Saul back then. We have all done things for which we are ashamed, and we live in the tension of what we have been and what we hope to become, because our hope is in Christ Jesus. However, we can let go of past guilt and look forward to what God would help us to become. Amen? Don't dwell on the past. Instead, grow in the knowledge of God by concentrating on your relationship with him right now. Realize that you are forgiven, and then move on to a life of faith and obedience. But the Bible tells us that in obedience brings blessings. Amen. Look forward to the prize of heaven later. Hallelujah. And a fuller and more meaningful life now, because your hope is in Christ. Amen. I pray today that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Every time I call your name, if you have any prayer petition, please let us know, and we'll touch and agree here and pray together. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll start with you, Cousin Bonnie. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, just continue to pray for me and my family. And I thank God that we are on the prayer line. I'm sorry. And just continue praying for us. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep it. We'll pray collectively here. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
My request is still all the caregivers in the world. And then my nephew, Dr. Crockett, who just got out of the hospital.
Amen, amen. We touch and agree right there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, that you would continue to bless, keep, and heal, oh God. Oh, you're your son, Father God. We know that you're able, for we know you to be a healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, oh God. And we just that you heal, oh Lord, even right now, oh God, that you would turn it around, oh God. But Lord, more, we are concerned about his soul, oh God. Lord, we pray that he has a relationship with you, oh God, that you would go into a great and mighty and feel that your temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible, oh God. Lord, do a new thing in him, oh God, even right now, amen. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory over his life, that it is won.
Yes,
and we
yes.
thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen, oh God, and bless and keep every caregiver around the world that you have positioned for such a time as this, oh God. Oh, Lord, we pray that they will operate with your divine wisdom and counsel and leading of your Holy Spirit. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Let every need be met, oh God. Let there be a time of refreshing, oh God, and restoration to every caregiver. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we lift up your daughter, Bonnie, oh God, and Lord, all that she loves and concerned about, Lord God. We pray that you will heal and deliver and set them free from anything that's not of you, oh God. Let peace rule their life. Let peace take them over, oh God. Let blessings run them down and take them over. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless and guide and keep your daughter, Earlene, oh God. Bless her with long life, even the more. Yes. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For praying that all is well. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you, Cousin Earlene. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Go ahead.
All right. It's just a blessing to be online today, and I'm thanking everyone for the prayers. And my sister-in-law was suffering with cancer in Chicago, Anita Smith, and she's home today. She got home yesterday, and I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for what he's done for me and me, your family, all of just
bless
you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And we just pray. We lift up your sister-in-law and your family. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for we know you to be a healer, oh God. And we know, Father God, that sometimes we go through things in this life, oh Lord, for our testimony, amen, that others may believe, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we ask that you use our life for a testimony that you are a healer, amen, that you are a deliverer, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that she shall live, amen, that she will have life and life in abundance even the more, that she will seek you out even the more, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, as she seek your God, Lord, we ask, oh God, that healing just spring up in her body even right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you.
Bless
thank
your
you.
Holy name. And peace come thank and be still in the life of your son and his family and all that we love and concerned about, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God is able. And I say this to you, Cousin Lewis, just give to her, thus said the Lord, that though we cancer is not a death sentence, amen, sometimes God is using that for a testimony, and she shall be a testimony how God can and how God will, hallelujah, how God is a healer. Amen. So God bless you. I keep you and tell her to hold on to it because the enemy is going to try to speak something different. Amen. Don't fall for it. Just stand on the word of God. Amen. Because the Bible said with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. Even the doctor will say, we've done all that we can. It's up to God now. Hallelujah. Because even a doctor realized at some point their hands are tied. At some point there's no more that they can do than that only God can do it. Amen. So we just thank God in advance. Hallelujah, for answered prayers concerning your sister-in-law. Amen. God bless you. God bless
amen,
you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory
thank
to God.
You.
We believe. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. But Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
One, God bless you. Go ahead. Amen.
dermatologist and allergist that help heal your skin from within.
I'm sorry, yes, Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
After a new or worsening eye problem.
Continue prayers for Sean Denise. And she recovered from her surgery. And prayers for my son's father, Bruce. He had a stroke about a week ago, so he's in Tier Memorial. And also for my friend's dad, this morning we had to rush him to the hospital. His name is Herbert.
Oh, let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you, oh God, with all faith, believing and trusting, oh God. We come with combined faith, oh God, that you will, oh Lord, just touch right now concerning your, but oh God, and turn it all around for us good, oh God. Lord, we ask that you call your ordained doctors and medical staff to see about them, oh God. Let them be astounded, oh God, how you already touched and how you already turned it around, oh God, that you already healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would just send your word, and we decree and declare by your word that he shall be healed, delivered, and set free for whatever it is, oh God, for you know all things, oh God, and we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory over his life right now, victory over his situation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of that. And Lord, we pray for restoration for Bruce, oh God. We pray that you restore him, oh God, to good health, oh God, but we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, even right now, that you will speak to him in a mighty way, oh God, amen, that he will call out your name, oh God, Lord Jesus, and that he shall be healed and restored, amen, and in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we lift up and we pray, oh God, for your servant, your daughter, your minister, oh God. Oh, Lord, you would touch the body, oh God, of your daughter, Shun Denise, oh God, and command healing upon her body, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone in her body right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, remove every delay to her healing, every delay to her breakthrough, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that I have not seen or ears have not heard of entering into the hearts of man the plans that you have for your daughter, son, Denise. And we decree and declare victory over life. Amen. And we thank you for speak life and healing. Amen. Hallelujah. We speak the blessing of the Lord upon our life that make it rich and add no sorrow. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you, Cousin Kim. I pray God continue to bless you and keep you and strengthen you, amen, to do the work that God has, hallelujah, assigned, that you will fulfill every assignment that God has placed in your care, that God will continue to order your steps, amen, that you will truly be blessed. And when you show up in places, all you got to do is walk in, and they're going to call you up, amen, because God has sent you and prepared the way for you, amen. And may God continue to bless your children and keep them safe, that you will not have to worry. Know that God is always with your children and grandchildren and all that you love. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray and I bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Lord, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. My prayer is that God will continue to keep my family and cover them, protect them. Mm-hmm. And that all of them will come to know him personally, so that they will be saved. And also for myself, and all of those that are called and chosen, that the joy of the Lord continue to be my strength.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We touch and agree with every prayer petition that went forth out of your mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, all that your daughter's petition on today, as we come together, oh God, with combined faith, oh God, that you will move mighty in her life, oh God, that you will continue to be her strength, oh God. Amen. That your joy will overtake her. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against premature death. We come against death and destruction in our family, oh God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask that you uproot every way of Satan in this age, that anyone that's been hit by the camp of the enemy in our lives, oh God, that let them be cut down and pushed back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that, we decree and declare victory over our family. We come against the spirit of homosexuality, and we command you to cease your works and die. die at the root and cut out of our bloodlines.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that this family and all that's connected to us, we shall live and not die. We shall not die prematurely. We shall not leave here before our time. We shall fulfill the life that God has portioned for us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, the goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen. And hallelujah.
May your promise always right. Amen. May you seek God out always in every situation. We come against a spirit of anger. May you be slow to anger. Amen.
Yes.
Slow to speak and humbly quick to hear. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that may peace be your portion. May you be a peace of a person that God will bless every area of your life, that your children will be blessed, that your children's children will be blessed. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you, Twan. Hallelujah.
Amen. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May you speak with a new tongue in this season. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God. I see your tongue like a lasso. You know what a lasso is?
Mm-hmm. Like what you wrap things around and pull them in.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I see your tongue like a lasso. You know how the cowboy they do the lasso and they hook they whatever the cattle or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see you having a tongue like that.
Amen. I receive it.
For the good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hey, Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you this morning. I want to continue prayer for Sean Denise and her son, Shadrick. He had a stroke. And she's worried of him, you know, that she can't do nothing. And for Liza Jane is down there to sit with Sean Denise because, you know, she don't want her to be there. Alone, somebody to be there with, and ain't too much Jane can do, but she can be a sitter there with her. And when it's for my niece, Irma, her name is Irma Lucia. She fell and she busted her hip, so she been in the hospital. But they let her came home to yesterday, and they gonna pull her stitches to tomorrow. Her name is Irma Lucy.
Amen. Well, we touch and agree this morning, oh Lord, and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, all that your daughter, Bernstein, is called by name, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, you would just touch right now, God, and heal their bodies, oh God. Lord, we pray that you would give them the strength, oh God, that they need. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless them, oh God, Sean, Denise, and Shadrick, and Irma, oh God, bless them with a supernatural strength, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory over their lives, oh God. We decree and declare turnaround, for we know you to be a God of turnaround. We know you to be a God that heals, that delivers, that set free your children, that bless your children.
Lord,
amen. And we just want to say thank you. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless the life of our Aunt Bernstein, oh God. Let our heart be with the rhythm of life, oh God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, strengthen every bone in the body, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let her grow. Hallelujah. Let her grow gracefully, oh God. And we just want to say thank you.
Yes.
We decree and declare all is well. Lord, we pray for open heaven, that you will open up the windows of heaven over her life and the life of this family, and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Oh, Lord, let our prayers be answered, oh God, that those that we pray for, God, they will see it in the land of the living. Amen. That they will know that somebody is praying. And not just know that we're praying, oh God, but that you answer prayers. For you said that the prayers of the righteous avail it much. Amen. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, as we lift up our cousin's son, Denise, Lord, we ask that our heart be with the rhythm of life, oh God.
Please,
bring healing to our whole body, oh God, bringing restoration to every organ, every cell, and every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone, oh God. Let it take place, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Let it take place, oh God, even on today. Hallelujah. Right now, even while we're praying, oh God, we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. Then she says, sit up and say thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you for the great testimony that's being birthed even right now on this one today. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
Yes.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Thank you.
We love you. We thank God for you. Family, I'm just going to close us out here in a brief prayer here. Amen. Just decreeing, declaring over our life. And I pray that you receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you for this time once again. We thank you, oh God,
Father,
for your words, that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. So we decree and declare that we are saved with an everlasting salvation, and the Lord will always keep us safe and free from shame. Amen. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough on today. We decree and declare that in the Lord, Jesus Christ, we have righteousness and strength. Amen. That we are justified in the Lord and we glory in your salvation. Amen. That every idol bow and stoop before the Lord our God. Amen. Lord, you declare the end from the beginning. Let your counsel stand and do all your pleasures. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, teach us to profit and lead us in the way that we should go. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for answering prayers once again. Lord, you have said that you will answer our prayers and have a set time when you will come to save us. You have chosen us to take your promise of hope to other nations. You will rebuild the country from its ruins, and then people will come and settle there. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name on today. Lord, we lift up Aretha Jones and her family, and hallelujah, we lift up Sister Sharon Gordon and her husband Samuel, God, that just came out the hospital. Lord, we ask that you would continue to heal his body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we lift up our cousin Brenda Gale, amen, and our cousin Kanye, oh God, amen, and we pray, oh God, and that you would continue to bless them and keep them, oh God. Let your peace be their portion, oh God. Lord, restore the hope and the joy in the life of our family members and loved ones, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we lift up your daughter Angela today. Lord, I ask that you would just continue to keep her and strengthen her, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would order her steps, that she would truly be blessed, oh God, and all that she has sown and doubled up in this ministry, oh God, that you will, oh Lord, let her reap a hundredfold of your greatness and your power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I lift up my mother Carolyn today, and Lord, I pray that you will continue to, hallelujah, bless her and keep her, heal her body, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Father God. We decree and declare all is well with us, amen, that we are because you have blessed us, amen, that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that our sins are forgiven, amen, and we're washed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you that we're holding without blame before him in love. Oh, Lord, as we go out this week to come, oh God, we ask, oh God, that we be the vessel that you flow through us in this. Lord, it's our prayer that you would use us. Amen. And we thank you for the use. Lord, we love you. And we seal this prayer today with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us both, in us all. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No more sadness. No more. No longer taking the counterfeits of substitute, because we are going to the kingdom of God. We take back our authority right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We build our house on a solid rock, and we shall not be moved. Though the enemy comes in like the moon, we shall not be moved. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless your family. It's been a good time on the line today. Amen. And we just thank God for another great, a good time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have anything you'd like to say, I'll call your name. If not, just say amen, and I'll release the pastor's blessing. Thank y'all for joining me on this 49th birthday that God has blessed me with.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Bonnie, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to say happy birthday to you. I sent you a little token. I didn't know today was your birthday, but I sent it anyway. God bless you.
Happy birthday.
Amen.
God bless you and all you're giving. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Early, God bless you. Go ahead.
Happy birthday. And I just thank you so much for the prayer. And just to hear your voice on the line is a blessing.
Amen.
Have a wonderful, wonderful
day. You too. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. So good to hear you as always. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
Lord
yes.
God. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And happy birthday again. And just thank God for this line. And thank God for everybody being on this morning. Everybody be blessed.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
No, amen. God is good. And I just want to mention, I went to go see the Book of Clarence yesterday. And it's a movie based in the biblical times. And it's about how a unbeliever came to believe. And it was very insightful. It was very good. So I just wanted to mention that. I'm glad to be back on the line. It was a good time. And may God be blessed.
You too. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, Bernice, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. And I'm so happy we're back on the line. It Amen. Just do me good. You're your boss. I love you that much. And I just appreciate you. So much, and I didn't know you was that old, girl.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I'm gonna hit that 50 on that
one. That's a blessing.
Everybody get old up there, I tell you. When you move, amen. I move up. Glory
oh,
to
yes.
God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's been a pleasure and an honor, family, to be back on the line. I look forward to more and more this year. Amen. We're supposed to have a Saturday church here soon. So I'll let y'all know if you're interested in joining us for Saturday church online. That would be a blessing as well. So I'll let you know when that's going to happen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Let the word of truth be the seed that God used to bring his born, bursting harvest into our lives as we walk in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Because he has redeemed us, we are more than conquerors. Amen. We have overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So let us live in victory, knowing that beyond a shadow of any doubt, we are triumphed because of what the Lord has done. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. And we all say amen.
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 Hallelujah. God bless you guys.
Hallelujah.
I love you, family.
Amen.
I have a blessed day.
Love you. Enjoy your day. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord.
Happy birthday.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time. time. I can't wait till I see ya. One time. One. You gave me my gift, gonna have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll.